This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Wednesday, 15th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. In Tel Aviv, it's a bright and sunny afternoon, perfect for a stroll by the beach. Jerusalem and Haifa enjoy warm temperatures with a light breeze, making it a pleasant day to be outdoors. Meanwhile, Eilut is experiencing clear skies and warm weather, ideal for any desert adventures. Here are today's headlines. First, Ynet reports that the U.S. has launched fresh strikes on Iran, targeting military capabilities in the Strait of Hormuz. This comes as former President Trump vows to escalate attacks. Also, from Times of Israel earlier this hour, diplomatic correspondent Lazar Berman explains why Iran is focusing its aggression on Gulf neighbors with unexpected Houthi attacks on Saudi Arabia. Also this hour, Jerusalem Post reveals the U.S. has initiated another wave of strikes against Iranian targets, aiming to weaken the forces threatening the Strait of Hormuz. Separately, JNS reports that Moody's maintains Israel's credit outlook as stable, praising its economic resilience despite ongoing war costs. Economic expansion is expected if ceasefires hold. And finally, Forward brings us news from earlier today. Mahmoud Khalil, a pro-Palestinian protest leader, has filed a lawsuit alleging conspiracy against him by Beitar, Canary Mission, and the Trump administration. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, posting just minutes ago, quotes former U.S. negotiator Alan Ayer. He suggests both Washington and Tehran are intentionally keeping options open for further escalation. Meanwhile, the Miskev Institute for National Security shared a link to an interview with Khaled Hassan. They invite the public to sign up for their daily brief. From OSINT 613, we learned that the Islamic Republic reported a second U.S. strike on a maritime watchtower in Chabahar within the past week, resulting in considerable damage. Now for more on those stories, starting with the U.S. strikes on Iran. According to Ynet, CENTCOM confirmed that the latest operations aim to disrupt Iranian military activities impacting commercial shipping routes. Former President Trump has signaled a readiness to intensify these actions. The escalation raises concerns about further instability in the region. Turning to Iran's aggressive actions in the Gulf, The Times of Israel's Lazar Berman provides insights into Iran's strategic motives. He notes that Tehran's actions, including the Houthi attack on Saudi Arabia, are part of a broader regional power play. This situation poses significant risks for Gulf states and global energy supplies. Meanwhile, the U.S.'s continued military response in the Strait of Hormuz, as reported by Jerusalem Post, highlights the ongoing tension. The recent strikes are part of a broader effort to incapacitate Iranian forces. The implications for international shipping and regional security remain profound. Separately, on the economic front, JNS reports that Moody's decision to keep Israel's credit outlook stable reflects confidence in its economic management. The expected growth depends heavily on maintaining ceasefires with regional adversaries. This stability is crucial for future economic planning. And finally, regarding Mahmoud Khalil's legal actions, Forward details his accusations of a conspiracy involving Beitar, Canary Mission, and the Trump administration. This lawsuit underscores ongoing tensions between pro-Palestinian activists and various organizations. The outcome could have legal and diplomatic repercussions. Turning to business and markets. First, as reported by CTEC, Shai Morag has raised $60 million to develop a new enterprise identity platform. This initiative aims to revolutionize how companies manage identity across employees and AI. Separately, Israel Hayom Business highlights a leadership shift in training fund rankings. Alt Shula Shaham has regained the top spot, marking a significant turnaround in investment patterns. And finally, Walla Business reports on the avocado peak season. With an unprecedented harvest, prices are expected to drop significantly, boosting exports to Europe and intensifying competition in the global market. That's your Israel 18 News update for this afternoon. We'll be back with more at 5 p.m. Stay informed. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.